Welcome to the Feminist Fortitude Podcast. Yay! Hi, how are you guys doing? How are my listeners doing? I am doing fine. I know it's been long, like very, very long, but here we are. Yay! With another episode. So this episode has a trigger warning. It contains mention of sexual assault and listener discretion is advised. So, I've been watching this movie. It's like a show. It was on Netflix, but I'm pirating it. I can't afford Netflix. Anyway, I've been watching Grand Army. I don't know whether anyone of you has watched, but it's just basically a high school show. A rated high school show. And it came out in 2020. I don't know why I'm just watching it now. Because I actually had access to it before. There's a time I think I saw just like 5 minutes of the first episode and I was kind of bored. I don't know, I'm distracted. So I didn't watch it. And then it was suggested to me again by Google. So I tried to watch it. And then I was still debating whether I should watch it or not watch it. And I was reading the reviews to see whether it was worth watching. And I came across this review that was like, oh, enjoy threw herself to the boys. Then I don't know why she was accusing them of sexually assaulting her. This is how many men lose their job nowadays. And I was like, no, I'm gonna watch it because I want to know the context and what is going on. Like, that's an interesting topic for me, as you might know. And so I'm watching it, and I just gotta say, the person in who wrote that review must have been a man, or I don't know, a woman who is a pick me, no offense, or who is just not aware of consent. So today I'm gonna be talking about consent. Yay! Everybody loves consent. So what exactly is consent? I don't know, I don't want to read the definition for you guys, but basically consent is permission, like giving permission to do this. When someone asks you, can I kiss you? They're asking for consent, for permission. And like, when I say yes, I'm saying yes, you can kiss me, and that is consent. It's that simple. But it really actually isn't that simple. It's a bit more complicated. So let's get into it, the complicated part of consent. So it's one thing to ask somebody, can I do this to you, or can I, would you let me do this to you? And them saying yes. I saw a certain reel of some woman was saying, if I have a son, I will not teach them that yes is consent. I will teach them that an enthusiastic yes is consent. With the keyword being enthusiastic. Because more often or not, people of all genders, like people of all genders, may feel pressured to say yes. Or may be coerced to say yes. For example, if you want to have sex with someone and you have to like convince them to have sex with you, or you have to keep pushing and asking and bargaining, oh, Sujui, it will not hurt. Let me please. Do you love me? Let me just do this. That's coercion, and it is, in fact, sexual assault. Like, we're not often told that coercion is sexual assault. Because when we think of sexual assault, we think it's some random shadow that comes from the woods and attacks you, and you fight back, and you're like, no, and then they rip off your clothes, and they forcefully have sex with you. True, that is sexual assault, but it's not the only way that someone can sexually assault you. If you say no and the person has to convince you to say yes, that's sexual assault. If you have to convince someone to have sex with you, that's sexual assault. So in the case of this movie, this show, this girl Joey, I actually relate to her so much. If anyone has watched the show, I think they would if they have watched the show and know me personally. But Joy is this strong feminist woman who doesn't give a fuck. She once rallies like all girls to just in the school, in the dance club, to go to school without a bra, with like the free the nipple movement, because she kept being dress coded for no reason. Or like for the reason that one teacher thought she was wearing like a prostitute, to quote her words exactly. And like I related to that. That is something I would def do. And also, she has like a group of friends that are mostly, that actually are boys, except maybe for one girl, but they're mostly just boys. And in this scene, she's in a cab with them. They had been drinking, and then she was in they were watching a movie at the cinema, and she met this guy with a bag, and they got talking, and the guy was carrying a bag full of sex toys. So he gave her one, and so they're just fooling around in the taxi, playing with the vibrator, and she's kind of flirting with all of them, actually. I won't say kind of, but she's flirting with all of them and sitting on their lap and playing with the vibrator with them. And then it all goes out of hand, like, and they start, I don't want to get into details, but she gets uncomfortable and she tries to push them away and they don't. And it's just very clear in the scene that she's very uncomfortable. But the guys keep going. And so she reports it after like stressing for a couple of days and going almost crazy. She reports it. And obviously the thing that is being tackled here is how when the girl is sexually liberated, it doesn't look, nobody is willing to support that you're sexually abused. Nobody is willing to believe you. Because people are like, oh my God, she's a slut. Now she's saying that she was raped. And especially because there were, like, the boys were taking videos when they were just fooling around. When, at the time that it was consensual, they were taking videos of her playing around and sitting on their lap and playing with the vibrator. But what I took away from this, especially from like even what the characters is that, and I think a lot of people don't know this, but consent can be retracted at any one point. Like I could say yes and an enthusiastic yes, but when it gets to the point that I am uncomfortable and you see that I am uncomfortable and I say stop or no, that is me retracting my consent. And anyone has the right to retract their consent. And if that is not obeyed, then that is sexual assault. And this goes for all genders. Because I feel like guys sometimes, maybe they want to retract their consent, but like are afraid to do so. Even the same with all other genders. And I'm just telling you that you have the right to. And if you're having sex with someone and they retract their consent, you should. It's your responsibility to stop right there. And you know, the other thing is, even if someone just doesn't say stop verbally, you can see from their actions, like, you can see definitely from their body language that they are not comfortable. And you have, I think it's important, especially during any physical activity, sexual or otherwise, to keep asking your partner if they're okay. I can't believe I'm teaching you guys how to have sex, basically. So, after every few seconds or so, or maybe a minute, you look at them, see the expression of their face, ask, are you okay? Should I continue? Do you like this? And if at any one point they seem unsure of their response, then it is your signal to stop. Okay? Have we all understood that? And so yeah, I'm just watching it and I'm like really liking how they're actually painting a picture of what would actually happen if this was a real case, or like if this happened in real life. I don't even think that, at least it went, they went as far as the DA's office for them to be shut down, the prosecutor shut them down. But here, even reporting it to the police would be traumatizing in its own way. Because, you know, you all just know the policemen themselves are the rapists. Anyway, I hope we learned something here. And if you have something to add, please do send me a DM. Or even if you don't have something to add, even if you just want to talk to me. But anyway, yeah, it was so nice to do this. I hope I'll be doing it more often. I'm not making any promises. And yeah, also, I'm thinking of doing a giveaway because I think our podcast is a year old. I'm not sure. I will confirm, but it's most definitely an year long. And I just want to share that with you by doing a giveaway of my book, Fatal Conception. If you guys don't know, I'm a published author. Yeah. So I'd like to give one of my books away. And the criteria for being eligible to win is that you have to be following this podcast on wherever you listen to podcasts. Then you could just maybe DM me, or if I make a post on Instagram, you could just comment on which is your favorite episode and why. That easy. So yeah, thank you very much for listening. I hope you learned something, and I look forward to interacting with you guys and continuing this conversation. And I hope you have a lovely, lovely day. And may we please always seek consent. And may we always believe women. Can that be like a mantra? Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Bye.